This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. 2 years ago, incoming state Republican Party Chair Ryan Call inherited a divided and divisive party. He's up for re-election this weekend, and little has changed for the GOP in between. In both cases, the state party was coming off of bruising losses. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke with Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff about Call's re-election and the challenge he faces.
Ryan Call was easily elected in March of 2011. Now, back then, he said the GOP needed to do a better job of reaching out to Latinos and unaffiliated voters in the state, as well as to divided members of their own party. Well, it's hard to believe, but here we are 2 years later. So, Jody, how is Call done during his first term?
Look at the record of wins and losses. Not well. The primary race, which was for president, the Republicans, as we know, lost. Mitt Romney also failed to carry Colorado, which is one of the real hopes of the state Republican Party. They also lost control of the state house. And this follows 2010, in which they lost the governor's seat and an open U.S. Senate seat. So the trend has been looking not good for Republicans, and it certainly wasn't bolstered this past election.
So how much of this falls on the shoulders of Ryan Call? Obviously, he is the state party chair, but back when he was put into this position, he was coming into a party that was divided. We haven't seen a lot of changes. Is it fair to pinpoint everything on him?
Whether it's fair or not, he is getting some of the blame. You know, Ryan Call is the chairman. He does take responsibility. But interestingly, he has recently unveiled a complete new package, he says, which fundamentally changes the way the Colorado Republican Party engages with voters. So I think even he understands that it was not a successful term and that he's got to change the way the party goes if he wants to serve a second term.
Now, voting for that happens this weekend, and Ryan Call isn't necessarily a shoe-in to retain his seat. He does have a challenger. Who is this challenger, and why is he running?
His name is Mark Basely. He's a Douglas County Republican chairman, and he has been active in the party. And he doesn't disagree majorly with Ryan Call. In fact, it's been a very civil race. But he does point out that he's got a business background, and he thinks the way that he engages with people is different from how Ryan Call does, and he thinks that they need a more business-oriented state chairman to run the party. He also mentions that Douglas County did well this year in terms of its elections, and he thinks he can carry that to a statewide level. There's not a lot of disagreement on major issues, but Basely does think he brings a different kind of leadership style to the party, and that's what he's banking on.
Now, would new leadership help or hurt state Republicans as they look forward to the 2014 midterm elections and then beyond to the 2016 presidential race?
Well, I think everybody realizes that the Republican Party here in Colorado and nationally didn't do well and failed to attract a lot of women supporters and minorities and Latinos. And Ryan Call is saying that that needs to be changed. He recognizes that. But whether he's the person to do it remains to be seen. There's a lot of disgruntlement with what happened here in Colorado. But I'm not sure that people, you know, blame Ryan specifically or whether they think it's just been part of a national trend.
And on that note, we will end by noting that Democrats are also holding elections this weekend where their party chair is concerned. However, Rick Palacio is running unopposed for his seat. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.